Radio Free Long Island, with implied permission from the Three Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents another exciting episode of The Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. When we left Howard, Pop, and their friend Victor last time, it was raining outside and they had just found out about Kathy going away with Stanley Steinstein. Now we rejoin them, the sun has come out, and we...
Stanley Steinstein? Surely you don't mean the same Stanley Steinstein that owns practically 90% of Stonyhaven and has more control on Long Island than any other man or woman. Not the same Stanley Steinstein that has a long history of family corruption that dates back well over 200 years and spans 17 different nations, three of which no longer exist because of a horrible scandal involving the Steinstein family. Not the same Stanley Steinstein that has a reputation of leading neighborhood women into lives of sin and disgrace by using his amazing style and charm. Not the same Stanley...
What in blazes are you ranting and raving about, Howard?
Pop, Victor says he just saw Kathy driving away somewhere with Stanley Steinstein. The same Stanley Steinstein that...
I know, I heard all of that. What will this family get itself into next?
This is very serious, Pop. Stanley Steinstein is no laughing matter, you know.
What's the matter with you, Howard? You think I don't know what a shady character that Stanley Steinstein is? Why, he rivals Kathy's Uncle Jonathan.
I wonder if there's a connection there.
Where?
Between Kathy's having a corrupt uncle and her driving away with someone as devious as Stanley Steinstein.
Yeah, well, maybe it runs in the family.
I'm afraid it might.
Victor, tell us exactly what you saw.
Well, there's not much to tell, really. I was just looking out my window, watching the rain come down. And, hey, I just noticed it really cleared up outside, didn't it?
Wow, it sure is gravel, dude.
That's really amazing how the weather has been changing so often. You know, yesterday it was cold, today it rained like the dickens, and now it's sunny and warm again.
It was never like that back in Big Bear City, you
That's
know?
That's for sure.
Everything was nice and predictable back there.
Yes, but then again, wait a minute. What are we talking about the weather for?
Yeah. Whatever happened to Kathy, Victor?
Well, as I was saying, I was looking out of my window when I saw Stanley Steinstein's car go by. And I saw Kathy sitting in the passenger seat. And she was what? She was laughing, Mr. Tripod.
Laughing?
Laughing? That's strange. You know, she was laughing like crazy when she was talking to you on the telephone this morning, Victor.
Yeah, I never heard Kathy laugh so loud before and really long, you know? She was really getting into it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You could hear her all over the house. It was amazing.
But wait a minute. My phone didn't ring once all day. I've been in my living room watching television all morning.
Holy Toledo!
I don't believe it. I just don't believe what I'm hearing.
Neither can I. I've heard a lot of crazy things in my time, but this is just
I wasn't watching cartoons or anything like that. I had the news on.
Oh, for
I was
the watching... love of Christopher!
That's not what we meant, Victor. For some reason, Kathy doesn't want us to know about her relationship with Stanley Steinstein. Gee, I wonder how long this has been going on.
I don't know, but I do know I saw our next-door neighbor Charlie's wife driving down the block with Stanley Steinstein about a week or two ago.
Oh.
And she hasn't come back yet.
Wow. Does Charlie know about that?
Are you kidding? He's got enough to worry about over in that there amalgamated hospital. Besides, maybe she'll be back by the time he gets out.
Well, I certainly hope so. But what are we going to do about Kathy?
Well, I don't know about you, but I've got to get to my Army recruitment office before they close. My country needs me.
And so Howard, Pop, and Victor continue to mull over the disturbing question involving Kathy. Why is she driving away with Stanley Steinstein? And what will it mean for Victor's chances for election to the town council? And why is Pop enlisting for the army? You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Victor say...
What country is that, Mr. Tripod?
That's next time on the exciting adventures of the Tripod family. This is Don Topeka.
Thank you. And here's Mike and Eric with the news.
Can you hear us? Hey, here we are. Thanks for that fanfare there, Lewis.
That's true.
Why don't you come a little closer to this microphone?
Let's check the exact time here, according to my watch.
According to your watch?
We have 2 minutes to the news.
So that means it's 1:53. Lewis, what time do you have up there?
Bum, 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 bum. Could be a time delay, you know.
It could be. I have about...
he has
1:54 and 30 seconds.
Okay, well... Then we won't go straight into the news.
Well, I
first of all, wait a minute. Wait, let's just let Lewis tell us what he just played.
Oh, okay. What did you just play, Lewis?
Well, I played a new recording by Anthony Davis of a composition that he's wrote quite a while ago, and he's recorded before on the piano. And this is a recording for a small ensemble.
Very interesting. Okay, thank you, Lewis.
Sure.
Okay, we'll get back to you later. Coming up after the news, by the way. Oh, do you know that we have just about an entire staff engineering this program right now?
Do we?
Yeah, we have you and me down here.
Yeah.
And we have Anthony White in the second control room.
Hi, Anthony.
And Lewis Eckheimer's in the first control room.
Hi, Lewis.
Right. So, okay, now let's...
That's great. Everyone's manned, persons, rather, okay. All over the place.
So why don't you start with your news? Oh, no, do you want to start talking about something else?
I just wanted to mention that we were talking about the week and everything. We forgot the most important thing that happened this whole week is
the rally
that we broadcast.
The rally, yeah.
On Wednesday, we had 5,000 people here at Stony Brook, and we made all the news stations and everything. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
People just were in the Fine Arts Center. Hearing all sorts of speakers, including our own Barry Reagan and John Vernile, but also Arthur Michael Harrington and some other really prominent people.
Tom Downey was there.
Tom Downey, yes, state senator.
Yeah.
Or actually, no, U.S. representative.
Something
like
that, yeah.
A politician.
Yeah, for real. But that's good because everybody was for this thing. You know?
Yeah, administration,
students,
and faculty.
All three groups that are normally at one another's throats.
Yeah, and are probably back at one of each other's throats now.
Yeah, they all got into it.
The case must be.
And they got into this whole thing. And you were wearing a poster, weren't you?
Well, someone gave me a poster, and I decided to wear it because.
Can you tell us what it was, or are you not?
Yeah, I don't have anything against it. I mean, it was a fun poster. Everyone liked it. Lou Stevens liked it. He pointed it out in the middle of his concert. In fact, said. Break Nancy's China, and I really liked that. I thought it was a lot of fun.
And her brand new tablecloth. You know, she went through a lot of trouble, and you want to break it, huh?
Well, I mean, everyone has to have a sense of humor.
That's true.
Understood.
That's true.
But the spirit of the day, it was a beautiful day. The sky was blue, and there was a balloon release, which, of course, you couldn't see over the radio.
Uh-huh.
But they all...
Everybody must have exclaimed, oh, that's wonderful.
They came up from the library. They were hidden somewhere. I don't know how they hid them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just went soaring off into the eastern sky and got tinier and tinier. It looked like a contact commercial or something. We're going way off into the distance.
How about if we do get into the news?
Yes, let's get into the news now.
You can start with your article there first.
Oh, okay, let's see what we have here in the news.
By the way, we're not in the studio right now.
We are outside.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Outside, okay. All right, House Majority Leader Jim Wright says Nicaragua resembles a police state. After visiting the Central American nation, the Texas Democrat says he's pessimistic about chances for improving U.S.-Nicaraguan relations. An aide won't say whether Secretary of State Haig is going to London following talks Friday night with Argentina's foreign minister.
Argentina?
Yeah.
Oh.
The aide didn't give any indication of where Haig stands in his attempt to resolve the Falkland Islands dispute. A union official says American Motors and the United Auto Workers Union could agree on a concession pact as early as Saturday. He says a disagreement over whether the company has too many supervisors on the payroll is nearly resolved. And Connecticut health officials believe they are dealing with the first U.S. case of botulism from tainted cans of Alaskan salmon. The suspected victim is a 68-year-old woman who remains paralyzed and in critical condition in a Hartford hospital.
Now, are you going to give me those glasses, too?
Yeah. You
okay. Got to wear these official... Oh, hey, yeah, it improves the contrast.
It certainly does.
Somebody should have changed the ribbon in this teletype machine. Legislation to allow cameras in New York State courtrooms faces an 18-month experiment for an 18-month experiment, has been endorsed by Chief Judge Lawrence Cook, who said, "The people misunderstand the courtroom, and that's why we need television." Cook, no, I don't think I'm doing too good with these glasses on.
Okay, I'll take them.
Yeah. Oh, yes, much better. Cook was the lead witness at a state assembly hearing yesterday on a proposed bill which would repeal the, for 18 months, a section of the Civil Rights Act which bans the broadcasting of criminal and civil court proceedings. The measure would allow the chief administrator of the courts to establish rules and would require him to report to the state legislature in 1984 on the camera's impact. The proposal would allow television cameras, tape recorders, and still cameras into courtrooms. The cameras would likely be placed in fixed positions and the film shared on a pool basis. 37 states currently allow cameras in court in varying degrees, either on an experimental or permanent basis. Hand the microphone back to Eric.
Thank you very much. Taking a look at some of the sporting activities. The New Jersey Nets were victorious over the Boston Celtics, 113-96. The Knicks, however, went down to defeat at the hands of the Milwaukee Bucks, 112-99. NHL playoffs, these finals, New York Islanders 7, New York Rangers 2, Boston 9, or rather 8, and Quebec 4. St. Louis 3, Chicago 1, and in the second period, Los Angeles 2, Vancouver 2. Over to baseball, the New York Yankees defeated the Detroit Tigers 10-2. And the New York Mets went down to defeat to the Montreal Expos by a score of 4-3. Mike?
Thank you, Eric. Taking a look at the USB Long Island weather. Increasing cloudiness tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers or thunder showers. High in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with showers or thunder showers tomorrow night. Windy and mild. Lows around 50. Winds southerly 10 to 15 miles per hour tonight, increasing to 15 to 25 miles per hour tomorrow and tomorrow night. The outlook for Sunday, showers ending in the morning, becoming partly sunny, windy and cooler, high near 60. So it does look that spring has finally sprung.
I think so. I think I can say at this time without fear of a snowstorm coming next week. There's no more snow in the offering. This is spring. It's here. Summer's around the corner.
That's true. Well, this is WUSB Stony Brook. I'm Mike Uhas.
I'm Eric Corley, and this is the voice
of Long Island.
Our telephone number is...
not being answered right now because we're outside.
That's true, but...
it is...
246-7901. Area code 516.
And so, without any further ado, with Anthony White's help, we're going to go straight into our album side. Suzanne Ciani, side two of her new album, New Waves. And Anthony...
we'll be back afterwards, yes. And yeah. We'll be calling people.
Right.
Trying to get to delis and things like that.
Right. Anthony, would you run that for us?
Thank you.
What we just heard was side B of the as yet unreleased album by Suzanne Ciani, of the album called New Waves.
And you they were.
Mm-hmm. Basically, we just heard three cuts, actually, fifth wave, sixth wave, and seventh wave. That's pretty easy, huh?
I think so.
Seven waves altogether. As you can tell from her little interview that we did with her a little earlier, she's really into this C business.
Yeah, I think the whole album rests upon that concept.
It certainly does.
Ocean waves.
And she told us we can find a man down by the sea. And she told us in different voices the same way. That was fun. I've never done an interview quite like that.
No, and probably never will again.
That's true. She's truly amazing. A master in an art...
a mistress, I guess you'd say. That doesn't sound right.
No.
Either.
No, well, she is a highly talented woman.
Yes, yeah. That's for sure. Well, it's 2:23 in the morning.
Yeah.
On The Voice.
Of Long Island. And we're back in the studio, the hot studio.
Yeah.
And you still have your hot coat on. What for?
Because I forgot to take it off, actually.
Oh.
yeah, things like that have been happening.
Yeah. I'm Mike Uhas, and that's...
Eric Corley over here.
Right.
And we have some calls to make.
Yeah, okay, let's get right on.
Now, we tried to call Oscar's All Night, Kosher Deli in the Falkland Islands last week. Do you want to try that again this week and
go
see
ahead.
Maybe if the phone lines have been opened up?
Yeah.
All right, let's give it a try. Whoops.
So, Eric's dialing for quarters.
Here we go.
We should actually get connected up.
Good morning, Mrs. Olson.
Yes, operator, I need overseas information.
What country?
This would be for the Falkland Islands, South America.
Wait a minute.
Tell her we should get connected up if we can.
When the time comes, I guess.
Well, tell her because you told her information, you know. Tell her you want to complete the call if possible.
Okay. Operator, I'd like to complete the call if possible. Thank you. I think she thought I was being impatient.
Is that why she gave you the toot?
The routing for the Falkland Islands.
I think it's 160061. Whatever that's supposed to be.
160 plus 016. Thank you.
Close enough. And then she'll punch that into her little keyboard. And away we go.
531, what country?
Hello.
What country?
Yes, I'm trying to get information for the Falkland Islands.
Okay, we have no service to the Falkland Islands.
Oh, no.
Temporary suspended.
I see. Okay. Still suspended then.
Any idea we can get it back?
Do you know when the service might be back?
We have no idea. All we have is that it has been suspended until further notice.
Okay, well...
I would imagine it's for the politics, the political thing over there right now.
Yeah, that could explain it. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Good
bye
night. Bye. Well, the service is still not over there, unfortunately, and Oscar's just going to have to wait.
That's true. Now, do you want to try calling Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli in Namibia?
Yeah, I think we should do that. What's wrong? You think they won't be up?
Sacré bleu.
Well, okay, all right. With that kind of attitude, I'm going to...
Now you're more determined.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to go through the special operator.
The special operator? I wonder what that's supposed to mean. Well, this is the Voice of Long Island. I guess some folks say we're known for doing these weird things. We certainly step on the foot of authority.
We certainly do. I like that ring.
It's a nice ring.
Yes, international?
I'm trying to get through to Namibia in Africa.
What his name is like?
Namibia, that's N-A-M-I-M-B-A. I actually would like information over there, and I'd like to complete the call if possible, too.
Okay, what information do you need there?
I need to know the number for a place called Oscar's.
Okay, what kind of place is that?
It's a delicatessen, actually.
Oh, okay.
What's the city that seems like
And what is your area code and number,
sir? You want to...
Yes.
What is your area code and number?
The, well, Eric's giving the number, yes, and I don't know why he couldn't do that on the air, because it is our number, 516-246-7901. Bum, 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 bum. Why'd you have to go and do that on...
I don't know.
Bum, bum, bum.
Taking precautions, I guess. Oh, here we go.
What's the name of the city in Namibia we're looking for?
I don't know. I forget offhand. I feel like a fool asking for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli in Namibia. I just realized how silly I sound.
What's that, Lewis?
Vindhoek.
Vindhoek?
Yeah.
Isn't that Switzerland or Finland or something?
It sounds like a Norsky-type name.
Yeah.
It was originally a German colony.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Vindhoek?
Yep.
Oh.
So they would have delis there if it was a German colony.
Sure. And do they have kosher delis?
That's a good question. That's a good question. But we know when we find this Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli somewhere in the world, it will have the answer.
Okay, sir, what is the name of the city?
It's in the capital.
It's called what?
It's in the capital. I'm not certain of the name. Vindhoek, I think.
With a W.
With a W. Hey, British rings. By golly.
Well, it's because it was a German colony, right?
I suppose.
Something like that. That's a nice ring.
Good clear signal over to Namibia.
Yeah.
Coming up after this call, we have part one of The Amazing Adventures of Hollow Man.
Holo Man,
I'm sorry.
As in hologram.
Birth of a Hero. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Looks like they're out to lunch or something.
And Monkey and Spunky, too, I understand.
Yes, we do have one of those coal sack theater productions.
Well, that's great.
It certainly is.
I wonder what time it is over there now.
I don't know, but why don't we just...
Early morning. See?
Special information? This is the United States. I need information for Namibia.
For Zambia?
Namibia.
Namibia, actually.
Namibia.
Now, that you make at the Atlantic Exchange, not the Cape Town.
It's a what exchange?
Atlantic Exchange. Ask the operator for, on code 11 for Vintuk operator.
Well, what is the number for your code 11 operator?
Uh-oh, she hung up. We just heard an operator hanging up on another operator. Something that's pretty rare.
Well, why don't you tell her that you're still there?
Oh, she knows I'm still here.
How does she know?
She knows.
Oh.
She has a little light on her console that tells her when I hang up.
Ah.
Also tells her when I give the time check, which is 2:30 in Stony Brook.
New York, eastern coast of the United States of America.
North America.
Yes.
Western Hemisphere.
That's absolutely true.
Planet Earth.
Three stones from the sun.
So they say.
Mm-hmm. It's really true. Bum, 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 bum.
Just a moment, please.
Okay, thank you. She definitely knows I'm still here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder what it'd be like to be an international operator. Where's this one located?
I believe Florida. I'm not certain, though.
Ooh, I think they told me that once that they were in Florida.
Hmm.
They must have some pretty interesting calls come through now and then.
Yeah.
In places like Namibia.
I wonder if
looking for delicatessens.
If all the circuits are temporarily suspended between the Falklands and the mainland, how would people like Al Haig get back to his boss?
Hey, one moment, I can't get in line right now.
Okay. Well, he doesn't talk to the Falkland Islands, he goes to Argentina.
Well, suppose he has to do some kind of... Can you imagine, like, Long Island being cut off from the rest of the world?
That would be interesting.
Yeah, that's about the size of it, you know?
I know many people who've been imagining that for quite a while.
Yeah.
And living their lives around that concept.
Successfully?
Well, I suppose.
To them, yeah.
In their view.
Yeah.
Well, this is there are any programs that I can let people know about that are coming up.
Station's so good it sells without a slogan.
Here's one.
We're sorry, your international call.
What about it?
Oh, well. Well, this Sunday night, USB will be presenting a special call-in program. Call in, not call out, focusing on the state of the Long Island music community. That's this Sunday night at 10, hosted by Norm Presslin.
Hello? Yes, this is the United States. I need some information in Southwest Africa. Could you connect me with the correct information operator?
Boy, he's far away. He did it, though.
Sounded like it got a lot closer.
That's an angry ring.
Seems very abrupt.
Yes. Wow. That's a ring with authority.
And who says we step on the foot of authority?
Dindig International? Yes, this is the United States. I need some information in Southwest Africa.
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Isn't that the capital that we just heard?
Yeah.
So, we should just ask her.
Why don't you tell the operator?
Hello, operator?
Yes.
I believe that's the capital we're speaking to.
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I need information. It's Namibia?
Namibia.
Namibia.
Yes, what place?
The place is called Oscar's. It's a delicatessen.
What?
Oscar's. It's a delicatessen.
Is it what place in Namibia?
Beg your pardon?
It's in Windhoek.
What place in Namibia?
The place is Oscar's. It's like a restaurant.
Is it what town?
What
town?
Windhoek.
Windhoek, it's in the capital.
It's in the capital.
And what is the name of the place you want in the capital? Oscar.
Yeah, Oscar's, yes.
It's just getting good now.
Must have been a rough day over there in Namibia. They're kind of angry.
Yeah. Explain to the operator, thank you very much for all her help. They tend to like that very much.
Oh, I always do.
Well, explain to her now while you have a chance. She's just hanging out, probably taking a few puffs on a much-needed cigarette.
Yeah, but the operator over in Namibia might think I'm talking to her.
So? You can thank her, too. And I don't even think the operator in Namibia is still connected, or she's on hold, or we're on hold from her. Go ahead.
I hear voices.
No.
I'll do it. I know when to do it. I've dealt with operators all my life.
That's true, since he was 2 years old. Even before.
Are they?
Oh, there she
is.
What kind of place is that they want, Oscar? Is it a motor?
No, it's a delicatessen.
It's actually
It's an all-night kosher deli, actually.
All-night kosher deli.
Yeah, I got it out. I feel a lot better now.
Yeah. Now you can tell the operator, thank you.
Stop pushing me. Wouldn't it be something if they found it?
Yeah. Well, let's get
Oscar's
connected.
I mean, it sounds like they think they can find it.
Yeah. Bum, 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 bum.
If they find it, I know...
Yeah. One moment. All right, thank you.
I know the secret to my life is in Oscar's all-night kosher deli.
Yeah.
Wherever it is. And I have only to call that place up and say... Here I am.
Coming up in about...
What's coming up in my life?
Yeah, I'll give you an idea. Coming up in 22 minutes is Anthony White.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right here on USB.
The voice of Long Island. This took longer than the Falkland Islands.
It did, but that's only because the Falkland Islands were out of water.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
The number is 33997.
And what is that area code?
61.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, operator, thank you very much for all your help.
All right, you're welcome, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mike!
So are we going to call or what?
Wait, I can't believe this. We found an Oscar's all-night kosher deli in Namibia?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
In Windhoek.
I can't believe it.
Okay, so now we should call it. Chances are they're not going to be there anyway, right?
Well, how about we go into the amazing adventures of Hollow Man Part 1 first, just so I can get over this. I wasn't expecting that. I really wasn't.
Okay.
Okay,
let's go.
Here they are. Oh, this is going to be so exciting. You're going to love this.
Coherent laser beams converged within your body and transformed you into the world's first living hologram. Your abilities are awesome and may be called upon by concentrating your thought energies with definite purpose. Just concentrate and these powers will be yours.
Secret U.S. government laser development complex in a sparsely populated region of Texas north of Dallas. Two sinister agents of an alien power quietly approach the inner security perimeter, carefully avoiding the intricate alarm system. And penetrating to the very heart of this vital energy laboratory.
By rerouting these power lines, the current of the laser device will be increased tenfold.
Yes, comrade. The American leader will surely perish in the explosion.
While at this very moment, unaware of the unbidden intruders only a few scant feet away, Dr. Robinson, the noted laser physicist, is conferring with his assistant, Dr. Hugo Petrovich.
The holographic plates have been aligned according to the computer printout, Hugo. Has the target area been prepared?
Yes, Jim. The deuterium will be placed in position according to your specifications.
Approaching the main laser lab, the President of the United States is just completing a tour of the complex and is eagerly anticipating a very special demonstration being prepared for him.
Mr. President, these laser guns are fantastic. I heard that one blast from the big one they have here can demolish an enemy tank.
I'm sorry, sir, but Dr. Robinson prefers that our research here be directed toward world peace, not war.
Good morning, Mr. President. I'm sorry I couldn't accompany you on your tour, but I had to supervise the final modifications for the demonstration.
Just what is it that I'll be seeing, Dr. Robinson?
Mr. President, you will be able to observe firsthand a new means of obtaining cheap and clean fuel through laser-induced thermonuclear fusion.
That sounds wonderful.
for Dr. Robinson. It could be the solution our energy-hungry country has been looking for.
Let's hope so, Mr. President. Now, if you'll come with me to the demonstration area. If you will please wear these protective lenses to protect your eyes, Mr. President.
Of course, Doctor, but are you sure this experiment is safe?
This is a controlled thermonuclear fusion, sir. We have included two ruby pulse lasers in the demonstration to provide you with holographic pictures to study following the actual fusion.
Holographic pictures? What?
Those two smaller laser devices will be activated at the very instant fusion occurs. Their beams will be split by mirrors, and the image of the fusion will be refracted through lenses onto those large plates you see in the background. The result will be totally three-dimensional reconstructions of the original subject appearing to float within each holographic plate.
What do you call these three-dimensional pictures, Doctor?
They are called holograms, Mr. President, and you will probably find them more amazing than the actual fusion demonstration.
Well, Dr. Robinson, I'm ready to see this amazing display.
Very well, Mr. President. I am now activating the lasers. Watch the deuterium cylinder and... Something is wrong. The circuits are overloading. Everyone, take cover. Mr. President, watch out! Laser devices emitting pure, concentrated energy of a magnitude never before seen on Earth bombard the heroic James Robinson with refracted beams of such intensity that his body's molecular structure at the moment of disintegration is recorded holographically through a perfect interference pattern onto the one holographic plate not shattered by the blast. Can a mere mortal withstand such an onslaught? In the midst of this terrible violence, the room opens to the universe. Through this laser-produced tear in the fabric of time and space appears a mind aura, drawn from a distant dimensional plateau. The aura takes human form, and probing Jim's mind through the power of cosmic telepathy, communicates.
Jim Robinson, do not fear my presence. I am a friend you will come to know as Laser Man. I have caused time to warp momentarily, permitting the safe evacuation of the President and your colleagues and shielding us from their eyes. Your accident has made you a special man among all men in every dimension of time. Listen carefully as I remove you from this holographic cocoon and learn of your powers. The coherent laser beams converged within your body and transformed you into the world's first living hologram. Your abilities are awesome and may be called upon by concentrating your thought energies with definite purpose. Just concentrate and these powers will be yours. You can create illusionary holograms to startle and confuse your antagonists. You have the power to travel through every dimensional level of time and space by holographically warping the molecules of your body. Through the power of holographic molecular alteration, you have the ability to blend into your surroundings, making you virtually invisible when you do not wish your presence known. And the key which unlocks the superpowers within you is contained in this holodisc, which I have brought you from a future time dimension. You must use this holo disc to recharge your holo energy force once every 12 hours to prevent your powers from fading. I must leave you now, James Robinson, but we will meet again soon. Go forth now as Holo Man, to engage the forces of evil in battles from which the preservation of good must triumph and the suffering of mankind shall be eased throughout the world.
That was, yes, that was, oops. That means we have to advance the film strip.
We just found out it's a film strip. Oh, that's great.
That is part one of The Amazing Adventures of... That's exactly what it says, The Amazing Adventures of Hollow Man. Birth of a Hero. We'll have part two in just a moment.
Yeah.
But we do have something here from Bunky and Spunky.
But before we go into that, we have something to give you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If you want to go see a person called Rick Derringer tomorrow night, later on tonight, Saturday night.
At my father's place.
Just give us a call.
At 516-246-7900. Oh,
try that again. 516-246-7901.
That's right.
And we'll take the second caller.
And the tickets will be yours. Coming up right after this Bunky and Spunky thing is the part two of Hollow Man.
And then
Yeah. Yeah, we hope. Coal Sack Theater is proud to present this exciting installment of Swedes on Jupiter.
Quick, Helga. Did you know that Sven just finished the last barrel of herring? Get on your fishing gear. We're going after some more.
Olaf, there are no herring on Jupiter. Only gas monsters and methane jellyfish.
Helga, you know I can't stand methane jellyfish.
Oh, we never should have listened to that Carl Sagan fella.
Must have been unconscious. What a strange dream.
Oh.
Hugo, is that you?
Jim, thank heavens you're all right. The president and the others left hours ago. They didn't see me here.
Hours ago? That accident really knocked me for a loop.
It was no accident, Jim. It was sabotage. And I helped them.
Hugo, no, I don't believe it.
It's true, Jim. I gave them the secret blueprints to this complex. Told them how to bypass the security alarm system. Had to save my family. They are being held prisoner to force my cooperation.
Who made you do this, and why?
The Saurians, your former countrymen. They have developed holographic decoy weapons system. They plan to fill the skies over all the major U.S. cities with holograms, three-dimensional images of nuclear missiles. In the confusion and panic that follows, they will launch the real attack to overpower and enslave the United States.
Incredible. And the attempt today to kill the president?
To add to the confusion, Jim, you must get to Washington. Warn the president. The attack will come soon.
Rest easy, my friend. If there were only some way I could get to Washington in a hurry. Good grief. This pendant, a holo disc? I wonder. Under my clothes, a strange uniform. It wasn't a dream. Everything that laser man said must be true. I've become a holo man. Now's as good a time as any to put these superpowers to the test. I have to get to Washington in a hurry, so let's skip the plane and...
Following Laserman's instructions, Holoman concentrates his thought energies and activates his power of molecular teleportation.
Leave the flying to... me! Wow, it worked! I really wasn't sure, but... those poor tourists look like they've just seen a ghost. Better concentrate and become... invisible. I'm still here, but... I've blended in with the scenery, just like a chameleon. Let's see. That's the Washington Monument, so the White House should be right over... here, right on target. Now let's hope the president is alone in the Oval Room. I'd hate to embarrass the First Lady by popping in where I'm least expected. Concentrate and... Mr. President, I presume.
What? Who? Where did you come from?
Mr. President, this country, our country, is in grave danger. You are aware of the explosion that destroyed the main test lab at the Laser Development Complex this morning.
Aware of it? If it weren't for a brave physicist by the name of Robinson, I would have been killed in it. But how could you know about it? That complex is top secret.
Mr. President,
I am known as Hollow Man. My powers are many. You saw me materialize through that wall. I had to talk to you about the deliberate explosion at the complex.
Deliberate explosion? How do you know it wasn't an accident?
Believe me, Mr. President, I know. The Saurians were responsible for the sabotage plot.
But why? What could they hope to accomplish?
They tried to kill you, Mr. President, to help ensure the success of their plan.
Plan? Plan for what?
Imagine, Mr. President, a whole sky full of holographic missiles. Although harmless, the resulting panic in our cities and confusion among the ranks of our armed forces would leave us helpless before the real Saurian invasion. Your death would have added to the confusion.
I heard about holograms this morning, but what on earth is a holographic missile?
I think a demonstration is in order. Mr. President, what is standing in the middle of this room?
Why, nothing. There's only a bare carpet.
Watch closely, Mr. President.
Good heavens, a missile. How did you do that?
Try to touch the missile, sir.
My hand goes right through it. It's here. But it isn't here. I guess I do believe you. Hollow Man.
I suggest we keep our meeting a secret, Mr. President. I don't think people would understand if you tried to explain me just now.
I believe you're right, Hollow Man. But what do we do about the invasion?
I will leave immediately for Syria. You must try to prevent the panic from spreading when the holographic missiles appear.
I'll notify all the armed forces brass and top government officials personally.
Good luck to you, Mr. President.
The luck must ride with you, Hollow Man. The invasion has to be stopped.
I can feel my powers growing weaker. Almost didn't make it through that last wall. Okay, Hollow Disk, time for a recharge. Skies over Washington. Holographic missiles. The first stage of the invasion of the United States has already begun. Don't miss the Saurian confrontation in the next superific issue of The Amazing Adventures of Hollow Man.
Oh, it didn't go bing. I thought it was going to go bing.
Oh.
I was waiting for that. Oh, well.
So you just want to hear the clicks?
No, you can turn it off now. Fine.
The Amazing Adventures of Hollow Man.
That was certainly exciting.
So this is the thing you've been waiting for. We're going to make our call to...
My pulse is going a lot faster now since
Namibia.
I heard that.
Yeah.
All right, we found supposedly an Oscar's deli.
Right, give me my
maybe
pen.
An all-night Tosha deli in Namibia.
Right, here's my pen.
Good morning, Miss Hollister. May I help you?
Yes, operator. We're trying to make an international call. We have a number in Namibia. We don't know the country code, but we do have the number.
Where is it located again?
Namibia. It's in Africa.
In Africa. Okay, yeah. One moment.
Who stole my pen?
I'll lend you my pen. Did you get it? Okay.
South Africa, country code is 27.
27?
Right, and what numbers do you have?
33997.
Huh? Does that include a city code, do you know?
That's what the operator in Namibia gave us. I know it's in the capital city of Namibia.
I see.
Windhoek or something like that.
Morning.
Ooh.
Hello, operator.
Yeah.
That's right, yes. Are you wanting us, sir?
Yeah, so are we reaching 33997?
No, that's the wrong number, my dear.
Oh. What
place are you trying to get?
It's in Windhoek, Namibia, or something like that.
No, you're right down here in the tell. It's wrong.
Would you know what the area code is, sir?
Yeah, Windhoek is 61 in the number.
61, thank you very much.
I think you put an O in the front, 061.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Goodbye.
Okay, so it'll be 27 and then 61 and then the numbers that you gave me. One moment, I'll connect you.
Thank you very much.
Very welcome.
I wonder where that was.
So when we get Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli, what are we going to ask them?
Do they deliver? I don't know. What do you want to ask them?
That's a good question.
Well, let's see. Let's ask, is this all Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli?
Good night, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I sure hope we're not waking somebody up in Namibia.
I can just see the USB phone bill. This is...
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli?
Please?
Is this Oscar's? Hello?
El Paso.
Oh. Uh-oh. Oh, terribly sorry for the ring.
It's all right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
We've got to call up for credit for this one.
Well, they gave us the wrong number.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello, operator? Hello?
Hello?
Is this the operator? Is this Oscar?
No, that's not the operator.
Okay. Could you hang up? We're going to try to get the operator back.
Goodbye.
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 Now you want to try to get the operator back?
Yeah.
Well, we can do that after the show.
Yeah,
and
I guess we
arrange
can.
For credit because we have proof on tape that they said that was... That was
the
what
number,
it was, and it
yeah,
wasn't.
It
I didn't think it was.
I didn't think so
What are
either.
The chances of picking Namibia, of all places, in...
And an Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli. Well, we'll have to get that wiped off our bill.
We don't have much time for our theme, so we're just going to play maybe a little bit of it.
Okay.
Okay,
good.
That's that's pretty much all we have time for.
No, I think we could get a couple more beats in there.
You think so?
Okay,
but that's about all. We're pressed for time. Anthony White's outside pounding on the door. He's going to get in and do his program.
We'll be back again next week. Who knows? We may find another Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
If there's any country you'd like us to try, you can call us up now and we'll put it on the agenda. 246-7901.
Area code 516. Country code?
I don't know.
What is the country code for the United States? That's a good question.
That is a good question. Maybe somebody can answer
well,
that.
Well, anyway, it's been a real pleasure and a privilege. I'm Mike Uhas.
I'm Eric Corley. We'll be back again next week.
On The Voice
of Long Island.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Long Island and Southern Connecticut.
Yow.
WUSB.
Stony Brook.
Out of bed at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go at the Locarno. Time is full. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Bouncers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I go out on Friday night and I come home. Save the night, freed themselves from drunken stacks, having fun and dancing in a circle round the leather bags. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. Thank you.
toys are really nice. I'll eat it in the taxi queue, standing someone else's pew. Wish I had lipstick on my shirt instead of piss stains on my shoes.